Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Each of us has a story, and that story really breaks down who we are today, or at least how we see ourselves today, and in many cases, how other people may see us as well. And that story may have something to do with where you came from. That story probably has a lot to do with your upbringing. That story probably has something to do with circumstances that have happened to you, whether they're good or bad. But all these things inevitably combine, and we become who we are as a result of those stories. Now, the question is do all those stories serve you or do they not serve you? Well, in some cases they will, and in some cases they won't. But what's great about this human experience is you have the ability to redefine yourself at any moment. You just have to make a decision to do it. And so one of the things that we do as we start to look through this, we say, do we like this story that we've created about ourselves? Is this okay? Is there anything we'd like to change about this story that is who we are today? Maybe you're viewed a certain way at work and you're not happy with that. I'm not saying you could change that overnight, but certainly you can make a decision to change it and do something about it. Same thing in your family, same thing with friends. You decide who you want to be. But first, before you do that, you want to take a step back and observe who you really are. And what I'm saying is becoming the observer of yourself. And so that requires you to get out of your head a little bit. It requires you to start to get yourself in situations where you can just be with your thoughts that are coming into your mind. And maybe that's sitting quietly and just observing the thoughts as they come in. And this idea of just sitting quietly and all of a sudden your mind is going and going and going like it does, and all these stories are playing out. And as you're sort of seeing these stories go through your mind, you step outside and you just become the observer of these things. And so you watch them come in, and then you let them go. But in between, the thing that you want to focus on is not labeling the story, just observing it. And there's a subtle difference between the two. Once we start to put a viewpoint on the story, all of a sudden it becomes real, it becomes charged. If we just sit back and observe what happens, you're just observing these thoughts that are going into your mind. And as you observe the thoughts, at the same rate you're observing them, you can also let them go. And if you choose, you can choose not to let those stories define who you are. If you don't like it, let it go. If you do like it, keep it. But the key to the whole game here is not judging, just observing. And it's okay to let go. There's no judgment. There's no label. There's just the observance of what is. And then there's the letting go and moving on. Now, let's say that you go through this exercise, which I'm hoping many of you will. And after going through the exercise, you find that you can't shake certain things. There's this person at work that just drives you absolutely crazy and you can't get past it. There's a family member of yours that you're just so angry with, you can't see through to the other side. Certain things in life just charge us, and no matter what we do, we cannot get past some of those things. Or at least we think we can't get past some of these things. The suggestion there is find ways to create distance between those things. If there's a person that pushes your buttons in life, the question you should be asking yourself is, can I get away from them? Or at least if I can't get completely away, what can I do to minimize my exposure or to lessen my exposure? Because the more exposure I have, the more charged I'm going to get. If I can go from seeing them every single day or talking to them multiple times a day to talking to them once a day or once a week or once a month or even once a year, each step back is better. Each step back makes it a little bit easier for us to deal with. And each step back takes away some of that charge. So the combination of observing what's happening, recognizing where those challenges are, and then finding ways to distance yourselves from that negativity that you're experiencing, that's what gets you there. And so, you know, the goal for all of us is to live happier lives. It's to have that extra bounce in our step. It's to create the life that we ultimately want to have. And it all begins with simply understanding where you are, getting clear about where you want to go, and then taking the necessary steps. And understanding where you are can be certainly helped by taking a step back and observing what is going through your mind. And as you do that, letting go of the labels and just allowing things to be. And then once you've got that figured out and you find out where those charges are coming from, distance yourself from them. Create some space. Limit your exposure or eliminate them completely if it's possible. And then move on from there. But it sounds very simple, and I know it's not always so simple, but it's a great step in the right direction. But the more you can become the observer of what's going through your mind, and the more you can just observe it and let it go without judgment, the easier things are going to be. The more adjusted, or the better adjusted, I should say, you will be as things come your way. And by the way, when things really come at you hard, when life takes a turn for the worse, and you're able to just sit back and observe what's going through your mind, you are in a much better situation to be able to cope with these changes, to be able to cope with some of the hardships that might come. Because it's giving you a better line of defense against really taking these things personally and letting them engulf you. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For this week, get in the practice of simply observing your thoughts. Letting them come in, letting them go out, being the observer, and simply letting things go. Do what you can to modify that exposure. But be smart about your approach and simply sit back and observe.